This is a summary of Deep Work by BestBookBriefings.com. Deep Work: Rules for Focused Success in a Distracted World. Author: Cal Newport. Deep Work represents the professional activities performed in a state of distraction-free concentration that push your cognitive capabilities to their limit. It is important to define deep work because it stands in sharp contrast to the behavior of most modern knowledge workers. The reason knowledge workers are losing their familiarity with deep work is well established: network tools. The rise of these tools, combined with ubiquitous access to them through smartphones and networked office computers, has fragmented most knowledge workers' attention into slivers. This state of fragmented attention cannot accommodate deep work, which requires long periods of uninterrupted thinking. At the same time, however, modern knowledge workers are not loafing. In fact, they report that they are as busy as ever. What explains this discrepancy? A lot can be explained by another type of effort, which provides a counterpart to the idea of deep work. Shallow work is the non-cognitively demanding logistical-style tasks, often performed while distracted. These efforts tend to not create much value in the world and are easy to replicate. Deep work rules. Rule 1. Work deeply. You have a finite amount of willpower that becomes depleted as you use it. The key to developing deep work habit is to move beyond good intentions and add routines and rituals to your working life designed to minimize the amount of your limited willpower necessary to transition into and maintain a state of unbroken concentration. The 6 following strategies can be understood as an arsenal of routines and rituals designed with the science of limited power in mind to maximize the amount of deep work you consistently accomplish in your schedule. Strategy 1. Decide on your depth philosophy. You need your own philosophy for integrating deep work in your professional life. You must carefully choose a philosophy that fits your specific circumstances, as a mismatch here can derail your deep work habit before it has a chance to solidify. This strategy will help you avoid this fate by presenting different depth philosophies that work exceptionally well in practice. 1. The monastic philosophy. This philosophy attempts to maximize deep efforts by eliminating or radically minimizing shallow obligations. 2. The bimodal philosophy. This philosophy asks that you divide your time, dedicating some clearly defined stretches to deep pursuits and leaving the rest open to everything else. 3. The rhythmic philosophy. This philosophy argues that the easiest way to consistently start deep work sessions is to transform them into a simple regular habit. 4. The journalistic philosophy. Journalists are trained to shift into a writing mode on a moment's notice, as is required by the deadline-driven nature of their profession. Strategy 2. Ritualize. An often overlooked observation about those who use their minds to create valuable things is that they're rarely haphazard in their work habits. To make the most out of your deep work sessions, you need to build strict rituals. Strategy 3. Make grand gestures. By leveraging a radical change to your normal environment, coupled perhaps with a significant investment of effort or money, all dedicated towards supporting a deep work task, you increase the perceived importance of the task. This boost in importance reduces your mind's instinct to procrastinate and delivers an injection of motivation and energy. Strategy 4. Don't work alone. When it comes to deep work, consider the use of collaboration when appropriate, as it can push your results to a new level. At the same time, don't lionize this quest for interaction and positive randomness to the point where it crowds out the unbroken concentration ultimately required to wring something useful out of the ideas all around us. Strategy 5. Execute like a business. There are 4 disciplines of execution that may have been foraged for the world of big business, but the underlying concepts deem to apply anywhere that something important needs to be done against the backdrop of many competing obligations and distractions. 1. Focus on the wildly important. 2. Act on the lead measures. For an individual focused on deep work, it's easy to identify the relevant lead measure: time spent in a state of deep work dedicated toward your wildly important goals. 3. Keep a compelling scoreboard. For an individual focused on deep work, hours spent working deeply should be the lead measure. It follows, therefore, that the individual's scoreboard should be a physical artifact in the workspace that displays the individual's current deep work hour count. 4. Create a cadence of accountability. For an individual focused on deep work, you need regular accountability. Strategy 6. Be lazy. This strategy argues that you should inject regular and substantial freedom from professional concerns in your day, providing you with the idleness paradoxically required to get deep work done. To succeed with this strategy, you must first accept the commitment that once your weekday shuts down, you cannot allow even the smallest incursion of professional concerns into your field of attention. Rule 2. Embrace boredom. Getting the most out of deep work requires training, and this training must address two goals: improving your ability to concentrate intensely and overcoming your desire for distraction. The following strategies cover a variety of approaches that combine to provide a practical roadmap for your journey from a mind wrecked by constant distraction and unfamiliar with concentration to an instrument that truly does deliver laser-like focus. Strategy 1. Take breaks from focus. Instead of scheduling occasional break from distraction so you can focus, you should instead schedule the occasional break from focus to give in to distraction. The idea motivating this strategy is that the use of a distracting service does not, by itself, reduce your brain's ability to focus. Instead, it's the constant switching from low-stimuli-slash-high-value activities to high-stimuli-slash-low-value activities at the slightest hint of boredom or cognitive challenge that teaches your mind to never tolerate an absence of novelty. Strategy 2. Inject dashes of intensity. This strategy asks you to inject occasional dash of intensity into your own workday. In particular, identify a deep task that is high on your priority list. Estimate how long you'd normally put aside for an obligation of this type, then give yourself a hard deadline that drastically reduces this time. Strategy 3. Meditate productively. The goal of productive meditation is to take a period in which you're occupied physically but not mentally, walking, jogging, driving, or showering, and focus your attention on a single well-defined professional problem. This strategy will help you rapidly improve your ability to think deeply. Rule 3. Quit social media. You have to reject the state of distracted hyperconnectedness if you are interested in developing a deep work habit. The three strategies that follow in this rule provide some structure by forcing you to reconsider your network tools from many different angles. Strategy 1. Apply the lieu of the vital few. The first step of this strategy is to identify the main high-level goals in both your professional and personal life. When you're done, you should have a small number of goals for both the personal and professional areas of your life. Once you've identified these goals, list for each two or three most important activities that help you satisfy the goal. The next step in this strategy is to consider the network tools you currently use. For each tool, go through the key activities you identified and ask whether the use of the tool has a substantially positive impact, a substantially negative impact, or little impact on your regular and successful participation in the activity. Now comes the important decision. Keep using the tool if you concluded that it has substantial positive impacts and that these outweigh the negative impacts. Strategy 2. Quit social media. This strategy asks that you ban yourself from using social media for 30 days. After 30 days of this self-imposed network isolation, ask yourself the following questions. 1. Would the last 30 days have been notably better if I had been able to use this service? 2. Did people care that I wasn't using this service? If the answer is no to both questions, quit the service permanently. If your answer was a clear yes, then return to using the service. If your answers are qualified or ambiguous, it's up to you whether you return to the service, though I would encourage you to lean toward quitting. Strategy 3. Don't use the internet to entertain yourself. Put more thought into your leisure time. In other words, this strategy suggests that when it comes to relaxation, don't default to whatever catches your attention at the moment, but instead dedicate some advanced thinking to the question of how you want to spend your free time. Rule 4. Drain the shallows. For most business, if you eliminated significant amounts of this shallowness, their bottom line would likely remain unaffected. If you not only eliminate shallow work, but also replace this recovered time with more deep alternative, not only will the business continue to function, it can become more successful. This rule asks you to apply these insights to your personal work life. The strategies that follow are designed to help you ruthlessly identify the shallowness in your current schedule, then cull it down to minimum levels, leaving more time for the deep efforts that ultimately matter most. Strategy 1. Schedule every minute of your day. It's difficult to prevent the trivial from creeping into every corner of your schedule if you don't face your current balance between deep and shallow work, and then adopt the habit of pausing before action and asking, "What makes the most sense right now?" This strategy is designed to force you into these behaviors. It's an idea that might seem extreme at first, but will soon prove indispensable in your quest to take full advantage of the value of deep work. Schedule every minute of your day. Strategy 2. Quantify the depth of every activity. Once you know where your activities fall on the deep to shallow scale, bias your time toward the former. Of course, how one biases away from shallow toward depth is not always obvious even after you know how to accurately label your commitments. This brings us to the strategies that follow, which will provide specific guidance on how to accomplish this tricky goal. Strategy 3. Ask your boss for a shallow work budget. Here's an important question. What percent of my time should be spent on shallow work? If you have a boss, have a conversation about this question. If you work for yourself, ask yourself this question. In both cases, settle on a specific answer. Then, and this is the important part, try to stick to this budget. Conclusion: deep work is way more powerful than most people understand. It's commitment to this skill that allowed people like Bill Gates to make the most of an unexpected opportunity to create a new industry. To leave the distracted masses to join the focused few is a transformative experience. The deep life, of course, isn't for everybody. It requires hard work and drastic changes to your habits. If you're willing to struggle to deploy your mind to its fullest capacity to create things that matter, then you'll discover that depth generates a life rich with productivity and meaning. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.